Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Worldwide Wrap. LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories of the diverse rainbow communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Now, we start in the US today, and you know, we talk a lot about how we think anti-LGBTQ policies and political narrative affect people.
And you want anti-LGBT politics, America is the place to go.
Probably. But we do have now some evidence for that. The Trevor Project in the US, which is a suicide prevention crisis intervention organization, and they released the National Survey of Mental Health of LGBTQ Young People.
Huge survey, 18,000 young people.
Yeah, it's massive, between 13 and 24, so really relevant for that population. And the report highlighted that there's continuing high level of mental health distress and suicide risk, as well as increased rate of bullying, discrimination and threats of violence in that population.
In fact, 90% of those 18,000 young queer people responded saying that their well-being was negatively affected by politicians and the rhetoric that surrounds them. That's huge.
Which they had a lot. I mean, if you look at the rhetoric of former President
Trump,
DT... Yes, it's absolutely massive.
It empowers others to then follow.
Absolutely.
It's
53% also said that their well-being was affected a lot by all this. So, you know, not only, it's just, and 45% of trans and non-binary young people reported that they or their family had considered moving states because of anti-LGBT related politics and laws where they currently live.
The last time we spoke to somebody from Florida, yes,
yeah,
there were like nearly 300 anti-trans bills across America's states. That's just crazy.
And you know, in Florida, the whole premise of that interview was this travel advisory of do not travel, do not move to Florida. Well, people are clearly moving away from places discriminated.
Well, particularly for parents, if you've got a trans child and you're feeling that there is, you know, you can't see any support for them, then, you know.
There is a little bit of a positive in this survey.
Please.
54% of transgender and non-binary young people found that their school was gender affirming.
I've got a friend who's visiting and he was watching Love, Simon, or Love, Victor, whatever the series is. The way that's shown in schools, the amount of support and affirmation is, you know,
So it's
not something from my years.
It's not all bad, but it is not a lot of – it's not all bad, but there is a lot of bad.
And there's also a lot of support available, even here in Australia. So if you do need support, joy.org.au/support is where you can find a whole range of services. In better news, the United Methodist Church has lifted a 40-year ban on LGBT clergy and have announced that being gay is no longer a sin.
Oh.
Wow.
So is that the same God that decides? Oh, I'm confused,
this
Matt.
This is where you have the different Christianities, remember?
We were talking about that. Oh, is that the different personalities?
That's right. So they've had a special conference in the USA, the vote. Now, when they last did this, so it's only 5 years ago, they had a vote and it went the other way. So they voted to uphold the ban. There wasn't much in it, 438 to 384. This time, the vote was 692 for removing the ban to 51 against. So a massive overturn. Now, there's a little bit of a background on that because a lot of people, knowing this was coming, boycotted.
Oh.
So the no's who must have known they were on the wrong side of history have stayed away.
Oh, wow.
Hasn't stopped them from speaking out, particularly from Africa. The African Methodists have released a statement saying they want everybody to know where they stand and they're not going to be following in the footsteps of Western culture and all these sorts of things. So we sort of heard before.
Yes.
But lots of support for this from across Asia, some parts of Africa, and certainly Latin America, where issues of sexuality and gender are not, you know, the lightning rods that happen in parts of the world.
And I'm taking you back to finish to Europe, where
in France.
En France, oui, monsieur. thousands unite. Oh my God! You see, I was started to speak French. Thousands of people unite to protest anti-trans bigotry in over 50 French and Belgium cities.
So they're protesting in support of trans people.
Yes, not in support of bigotry.
Wow.
In support of trans
people. This is fantastic.
Yeah, so around 10,800 people demonstrated in Europe on Sunday with 2,500 Place de la République in Paris, which is this place that you always see with a protest and people setting everything alight.
But not just there, it's across Lyon, Marseille, yeah. Montpellier, Brussels, Liège.
Liège.
My apologies. wow, it's a really, that's quite a big movement.
It is a big movement. There's been a lot of anti-trans sentiment in Europe, you know, so I think this is good that this is happening. A survey in France showed that 77% of French people supported trans discrimination protection. So, you know, again, it's the majority of people don't have an issue.
Mm.
It's the minority that causes,
with a loud voice.
Yeah, with a loud voice. So this is really good.
In brief, in the UK, Posy Parker's Party of Women has failed to gain any seats in the local elections.
In Russia, a Moscow University student receives a 15-day jail sentence for displaying LGBT symbols.
And in the UK, a powerful Always Been Here billboards have appeared across the country to mark the inaugural Trans History Week. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.